Let's move on to item three, resolution for Angela Carpenter.
Actually, before we move on to that one, I just found out this week that we have someone else to recognize, and I would like to make that recognition first.
Go ahead.
Before we get to Angela.
Okay.
So, Allison Dominguez, if you could come up to the podium. Isn't this lovely?
Yeah, that's
I'm sorry to say that, from our standpoint, that Allison came into my office this week and announced that she was leaving. And so that's a big blow to our organization, because Allison joined us 2 years ago and was pretty amazing in terms of not only jumping in and being able to contribute from the get-go, but jumping into some very difficult and complex projects. She's assisted with Los Osos a lot, as well as other casework load for different facilities, some of which have been really challenging. She's moving on to a new challenge. I don't know if you want to, you could get a plug in for your your new business, but she's basically starting a new business in Templeton in partnership with
a friend. Wine store.
Yeah. Retail wine store, right?
So 180.
So I think all of our board meeting dinners henceforth will have a stop in Templeton. So we have a little certificate of appreciation for Allison. By the way, when she came to us, she was Allison Milholland, and she had way too many L's in her name, so she changed her name to Allison Dominguez, which was a good move. But this is a certificate of appreciation presented today to Allison Dominguez, environmental scientist, for 2 years of dedicated service and commitment to water quality and the people of the Central Coast region and the state of California. And it's signed by me and Jeff Young. And I see I left Carol's sticky note in here by mistake. I will take care of that.
Thank you.
Thank you, and the best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Allison, thanks for your contribution, and best of luck.
Thank you.
And if you need any help stocking shelves, I think Dr. Press and I would volunteer. No. Okay.
Chairman Young, what do we do about the one-year notice?
Notice?
One-year notice.
Do we waive that?
I wish we could invoke something like that, but we can't. Okay.
All right, Angela. Would you mind coming on up, please? Actually, when Angela came to us, it was more than 2 years ago. We have to add a digit, right?
Yes.
It was 25 years ago. And you had a different name then, too.
Yes, I did.
And Angela's had some name changes, and she's had some changes in her work here at the office. Actually, when you came to work for us, if I'm remembering right, it was a temporary position. And you forgot that. We didn't know how long we'd be able to keep you, but it turns out that you're leaving on your own terms now after 25 years. So, and we worked out in the annex, we called it, together. We had our separate little room out there off of the Laurel Lane office, our own little world.
Yes.
And we had a good group working out there. And Angela and I worked together on several basin plan items. And we have a few things recognized here in this resolution of appreciation for you. So Angela is retiring at the end of next month after more than 25 years of dedicated service to the state of California and our region. She's worked diligently to preserve, enhance, and restore the quality of California's water resources. And she's made multiple contributions to basin planning, revising, updating, and improving the basin plan. She served as an advisor to peers and management about water quality standards and objectives. She researched and authored the Central Coast Water Board's on-site sewage disposal systems policy and amendments to the basin plan. And we've talked about this actually recently, even though that is, what is it now, 24 years old. It continues to hold up extremely well. It's still, I think, the best policy in the state. And in talking with our folks who deal with systems, they say if for systems that are installed according to that policy, they tend to work well. So definitely withstood the test of time. Let's see. She studied to improve understanding and protection of groundwater and wrote the first version of our Watershed Management Initiative chapter. Angela's made multiple contributions to the identification and improvement of impaired water bodies. She, as Angela Grenz, former name, Cal Poly Senior, co-authored the preliminary investigations into the effects of septic tank leach field effluent in the groundwater in the Los Osos area, 1979. She supervised the development of the assessment of nitrate contamination in groundwater basins of the Central Coast region. She's updated our impaired waters list several times. She's helped with our TMDLs, including the San Lorenzo River nitrate TMDL, which was the first TMDL adopted by the board. She developed methodology and demonstrated that Waddell Creek was not impaired by nutrients, managed many grant fund projects that provided data for TMDLs, and water quality improvement strategies implemented by local agencies. She's been very effective in coordinating with staff in our regulatory programs to assist with discharges and improving our waters. Throughout her many years of service, Angela served the people of the state with hard work and dedication. And further, she has definitely earned the respect and admiration of coworkers for her knowledge, expertise, kindness, and friendship. And I'd say that Angela has just been a key component of the culture of our office, which is a hard thing to define, but we're really going to miss you. Therefore, be it resolved, the Central Coast region expresses its sincere and grateful appreciation to Angela Carpenter for her dedication to water quality programs, the betterment of the region's waters, and we wish you great success and happiness in all of your future endeavors. And we have for you something to keep time with.
All right, thank you.
And I want to wish you the best in your challenges ahead and a happy retirement.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, one more thing really quick. We also felt that we should give you something that had brightness and color to symbolize the diversity and the significance of all the contributions that you've made. So I wanted to add these flowers with the rainbow ribbon on them.
Oh, thank you.
Angela, is this truly retirement, or are you going to do other challenging things?
No, I'm looking forward to an adventure.
Good. Yeah. Well, thank you, you know, for your years of dedication, and we really appreciate it. And best of luck. Okay. Can we just end the meeting on a happy note?
Yeah.
I mean, can we just convene at some other time?
It's a bittersweet note.
Yeah. Okay.